Hello to all my chaver Mishiva Torahs Moshe and around the world. Continuing on our Shir Mishnayos Maseches Beah Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and the Mishnah begins. Afu Amar Shlosh Devarim Regamliel. In the Mishnah before, I had mentioned three things where he is machmer, but here he's talking about three things. Lahakil. Three things he said you can go kula, machab the main amitus, you'll have to sweep between the beds. Rashi and the Rav say we're talking about the people used to do haseba, lie down as they were eating, leaning as they're eating on mitas, on beds. And since it's a small area, they weren't afraid that by sweeping the dirt floor around the beds where they ate would make holes, like you normally have a chashash like that in a big house. That you can't sweep a whole big house, which is dirt floors, because you might come to smooth out the ground. You'll make some kind of holes there, guma. The Tesis Yantav brings from the Ran, and what about the problem? You're moving dirt. Isn't that Eser Moksa? So he says, the Tiltaman Atzad, Aide Devar Acher, because of the covet of Yantav, that was mutter. That's what the Ron says. And he says, for that reason, also, there's no Isser. The Tesiantus says, there's no reason to Asser cleaning up peels or bones, which aren't even right to be eaten by an animal. That Beishame Asser is that, as Rav brings in the end of Perek of Gilbal on Shabbos. And in Perek Matznia, the Rav brings from the Rashba another reason with this, why it's allowed, we don't pass on it's usher. It's allowed to clean off peels and shells and bones from your meal, from your table, because it's like a graf shol rei. It's like a disgusting type of thing that you're allowed to move out of your house. Hacham allows you to move that around, even though normally the item would be mukzer. And also, the same way, the Magid Mishnah writes in Parakof Aleph and Hilchus Shabbos. The first Rav says, "Fitnayigim lesar fila marutzaf," that the minig was not to sweep even if the floor was tiled. Because from the Gzeira of the floor that was dirt floor, he says you're just allowed to sweep with something soft, or like a wing of a goose, it's mutter. Continuing on, that's the first item. The second thing is my nichnas hamugmar biyantif. He says you're allowed to put this nice smelling thing on the fire on yantif. Rashimov says it's lavona, a type of spice on coals, in order to make pleasant fragrance in the house, but to do it specifically for garments, that would be usser. And Tversel says, we paskin, it's usser, even though Rabbi Gamliel said it was mutter, because that this kind of smell is only necessary for people who are very delicate, mufunakim, and certainly it's usser to put clothes, to put the mugmer by clothes in order that the beged should get some nice smell, or to pour nice smelling water on a beged, which even if it has a smell on it originally, you want to make it more. Even to add a smell to a kli is usser. And why does it say mugmer be yantif? Why all of a sudden now does he mention yantif? It goes back on the first case as well. The first case that we had that was dealing with mechapta minamitus was also talking about yantif. And just on yantif and on a Shabbos, Rabbi Gamliel said it was mutter. Because they were machmer on a shvus on Shabbos more than a shvus of Yantif, like Gemara says in Be'ech of Alef Mabez. It's just that later in the Mishnah, they're talking about Pesach, so they mention at the end of the second of these two items that we're talking about Yantif. And the third item was Osim Yidi Makulis Bilei Pesachim. You're allowed to make a special type of cooking your Gedi on Pesach, on the night of Pesach. Rashi Rav says it means you take the inside out, the intestines, and you hang it outside of the animal on the side as you are roasting it. They would do that Zechel and Mikdash, remind, because that's the way they did it in the Mikdash, as it says in the Pasuk, in Shmos Berachid Beis, Pasuk Tes, Rosh Alch Rav, Al Kirbo. You take the head with the intestines, with the innards, and you roast it all together. Makulas, the word, comes from like a gibor, That's what, like a fighting person that has his weapons with him. That's what the intestines, the insides, are right next to the animal. And the Rambam explains, makulis means it's mechubad. That's what he has for lashon kilos. Yisrael says, it's the helmet, a battle helmet. So it means that you take a whole roasted animal and you put the insides, intestines hanging on a spit wrapped around it, above its head, like they wore a helmet in battle. So the three things here, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's mutter, chachamim, osrim. They say, no, it's asur. Rashi Rav says, on all three, the reason is you shouldn't do the sweeping because you'll smooth out the holes, and the mugmar you shouldn't do because not everybody needs it. It's only needed for finicky people, mufunakin, mu'nagim, and for someone who has bad smell to start with. And makulis also, because it looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz. And we pass the chachamim, all these three, you shouldn't do it. Shulchan Aruch Harachayim Simen Taf Ayin Vav says, in any event, you can't eat a seh, which is roasted, a whole seh that's roasted that night, because it looks like you're eating kachim b'chutz. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Beis says, seh means either keves or an eiz, a goat or a sheep, because that was used for the Korban Pesach. Moving on to Mimseches Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, which is the Gemara and Daf Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Shlosha Devarim Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah Matir Racham Osrim. Three things, since we're talking about threes, we hear three things. Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah is Matir, and Racham Asard. First, as Parasu Yod Spritzuish Ben Karaneha, he had his cow go out on Shabbos with a strap between its, or actually a bull, between that strap between its horns. Rashi says, it's talking about Shabbos, and Rashi and Rav say, they did it for beauty, Lenoi, and the Chum said, no, you shouldn't do that, because it's a masa, it's extra, carry something, doesn't need, and it's not a tachshit for the animal, and it really wasn't, the Gemara says, the power of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, but it was his neighbor's, but since he wasn't Meicha, so it was put on his name that he did something negative. This Yantav brings from the Rav at the end of Perek Hey in Shabbos that he writes there, whether it was for beauty or whether for extra protection to watch the animal, you'd be able to maybe tie something to it to hold it back, any kind of extra watching is considered a masri. Shulchan Aruch Harachai and Simon Reish Mem Vav Sif Gimel says, you have to make sure your animal doesn't work for you, and also especially on Shabbos. But on Yantif, a person is not Matsuva, that his animal shouldn't do any work for him on Yantif. The Shaburas of Kat Yates says, why is that? Because Shvisa Behemto, we learn from what it says in Shmos Perek, Chaf Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, L'man Yanuach Shorcha V'chamorcha Kamocha, they should rest just like you. And in Varam Perek Hey Pasi Yudalad, it says L'man Yenuach Avdecha V'amascha Kamocha. And Yerushalmi in Shabbos Perek Hey Halacha Gimel brings Kamocha. That uses the Kamocha is really in the second pasuk L'man Yenuach Avdecha V'amascha. But they darshan the Kamocha in the first pasuk as well. The Shar and the Chamor have to be like you. So the Yerushalmi brings it as if it was in the first pasuk, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, it looks like Yerushalmi is learning Laman Yanuach is in both places. It's like Gzeres Shava. So that pasuk was on Shabbos, and in Dirshu Os 19 is brought there that the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Sif Yud Tes explains the reason is because since Malachas Behema is not considered like a person doing a malacha, but the Torah is Machadish that his animal also has to rest. So this chiddush was only brought for Shabbos. It wasn't brought for Yantiv. And it's also, according to this, the din of Shvisis Avdo also was not mentioned for Yantiv. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the Marshal argues on that. And he holds that on Yantiv and Shabbos, they're both equal, that you can't have your animal do work for you. Just like any other malachas, Shabbos and Yom Tov would be the same, and the Magen Avraham has arichas on this, and brings at the Beis Yosef and Siman Taf Sadekei, it brings various Teos to Rishonim, and he comes out, you should be Usher, and therefore you should be Machmer, and Biogra also goes into this in length, and says the Iker is like the Marshal, there's no difference, Shabbos and Yom Tov, your animals shouldn't do work for you. The Mishnah continues, the second item, the Rebbe Elazar ben Arizai was Mater, and the Chum Asert was Makadrus Behem Biyantif, combing out the animal's wool or hair on Yantif. Rashi and Rav says it's like a small comb, metal comb, that has thin teeth, and you rub it and scrape the animal with it, even though it would come to a Chabura. He still says it would be okay. Why? Keteres Yisrael says, it's not Nicha. It's something he doesn't really want a wound to happen, and therefore it would be Mutter according to Elazar ben Azariah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantif, Perek Dalet, Halachat HaZayin, explains a different shot in Makadrin. He says Makadrin means you take the flies out of its hair, even though sometimes by pulling out a fly you might cause some blood to flow, it's a told of Shechita. Still, he says it's okay, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Shulchan Aruch, Archayin, Siman, Tav, Kuf, Gimel, Sif, Aleph, says that you're allowed to take flies that are hanging in an animal, even though that would make a Chabura, and the Mishnah Berurah, Sif, Kuf, and Aleph there says that it means by hand or with a wooden comb. Okay, because then it's not necessarily that you'll pull off any hair by doing this, as opposed to doing it with a metal comb. And so cotton base, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that sometimes it causes a chabura to happen, but since you don't have any kavana, it's okay. Dershu says in Os number 1, that even though that these flies are muksa, he brings the Archa Shoch and Sif Beis, that because it's Sarbali Chaim, they were moderate. And Simon Shenhei, he writes that it could be that the flies are, you're allowed to move it, al yidei davar acher, with a kind of klacher yad, it's tiltum min atzad, tzarech davar amutter, to help the animal, that would be mutter on yantif. V'shachin es ha-pilplin b'rei chayim shalahem. This is the third item. He says you could then rub the peppers or get them ground down with their mill. And Rav says small these rechaim were small, made for these peppers. The first Rav says, but we hold it's asar because it looks like an ovdin dechol, and this would be with the rechaim, with a mill, but with a maducha or a mortar and pestle, with a shinoi, it would be mutter like any other spices. Shechnach Archayin Simen Tav Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph says that you can press, you could use the mortar and pestle in a normal way if you do it in the day, because you want to, because if you're going to do it the day before Yantif, it's going to lose its flavor. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Aleph, he means even though normally grinding would be Asar Yantif, and according to some poskim, it's even Isser Taira, even though his kavana is Eichel Nefesh for that day, still, you're allowed to do the grinding with the mortar and pestle, that would be okay. The Dershow one says, the reason is, we mentioned before in Simtaf Tzadik Heis of Katan Yegimel, because the malacha of Techina, grinding, is something that is done normally for large amounts of produce, and in the Malach Zachon Nefesh is only good for something you're going to use for that day itself, so you can't use a regular grinding mechanism, you can only do something very small. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Dal says Pilpilin and Chardal, Pilpilin and mustard are part of when they mention spices, and also they lose their flavor if you do make them sit around very long after they're ground down. Okay, and then the rest of Sif Aleph, the land of Sif Aleph, it mentions, Vein Sochachin is a pilpilin, you don't grind peppers, and not Flos Achardol, not mustard, Berechayim Shalhem, with their regular grinders, because it's an Uvda Lachol, but you can use the Menducha, the mortar and pestle, like any other spices. And the Rama says, but our minik is to make a small Shinoi, in the hand using the mortar and pestle, and that's a good idea to do. Now, Rabbi Huda Omer, he argues, and he says, "Ein makardes abahem b'yantav. We don't scrape and comb out the animal's hair on yantav. May show us chabura, because it makes a chabura. Avol makarts of him. You can do makarts of him. What does that mean? Rashi and Rav explain. You can take a wooden comb to have wide teeth. That's not going to make a chabura. And the Chachamim in the Mishnah says, ein makart enough lo makart." Makartzefin. Don't use the metal comb, don't use the wooden one. Rav says he made a gzera of the kirtzef for the kirut afrei. Once you're going to use the wooden one, you'll come to use the metal one. But and so halakha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in these three things. But you can do the makarjan of the animal only because there we hold like Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Rabbi Shimon Miskaben, is mutalar. It's mutter, and we pass like him. And the Chum who argue on him hold in this Mishnah hold like Rabbi Huda, who holds the Rishin and his covenant is Aser, but that's not the Halacha. And Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simon Tav Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Bey says, Ein Megardim Behem Emergidus Beyonter Ne Shema Sheris Seir. Don't comb out an animal with a regular comb on Yantra because you're going to pull out the hair. And the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Gimel says that is talking about a metal comb. That will definitely pull out hair by doing it, even though it's not miskaven, still, and you also don't want the hair, it's lo nichalei, with the hair being pulled out, we hold that if it's psik reisha, even if it's lo nichalei, it is aser. Continuing on, we're in Perek Beis, now Mishnah Tes, which is the Gemara, and Dav Chav Gilma Beis, and Rechaim shall pilpul into meyim mishum shlosha kelim. Now we're switching to Batuma, and we say a Rechaim, a grinder of pilpul, of peppers, we have three parts to it, and all three parts would become tame as a keli. Shimon Rav says, because if they were separated, it's not considered that the keli was broken, but each one itself is considered its own kli, and it could be makabel tuma, even though when they're together in the grinder, they're mechubar, and it looks like one kli, still it has really a din of three kelim. The Tzoraseil says, why is it mentioned here, all of a sudden we're going into Toma? Because since we talked about the Rechaim of Pilpulim before, it's telling you that even if one part it was separated, still it can be makabel Toma, because it's not a broken kli. Tosef Daf Chav Gimel Beis, the Rimasim Meshum Shlosha Kelim explains that if one part was even if it's together, if one part became tame, it doesn't mean the other parts are tame. Even they're all in the Shas Malacha, they're all combined, since each one is its own separate function. Each one of these three things, even though they're together, it's not considered one item. It's considered three separate kalim. It's not similar to scissors that has two parts to it, or some kind of a Ismal Shorhitni, a plane that has different parts, even though they're the mechubar, because they have to be mechubar to do your malacha, and the two parts are really one as a whole. As opposed here, we have three separate kelim that are just connected one to the other. So what are the three things? Mishum kli kibul, one part is the part that holds it, holds the bottom part, the Rav says, the bottom part of this small grinder. It holds the dust coming out of the pilpul that gets the peppers that are ground through the holes of the sieve. That bottom part is holding its tummy because it's a kli kibul. Even though it's a kli eitz, if it has a big kli kibul and it holds, it does become could become tummy. And the second item is mishum kli matchas, the metal. The Rav says this is the top part where you actually do the grinding of the peppers, that's tummy because it's a metal kli. Because if it was just a kli eitz, we wouldn't make it tummy because it's not a kli kibul, it's a flat thing. But since the bottom part of it is, of this top piece, is covered over with metal where the grinding takes place, so it's considered that top piece of the three goes after the metal, and it could become tummy. Tosfos Yantzev brings from Rashi that the covering, the tzipui of the matchis is the main point, and the eitz is batal. The wooden part of that top piece is batal to the metal grinding part. The Tzoraseil says it's the top part where you put into it the spices in order to grind, and it has holes underneath it. And even though it probably has a base kibble, he's telling you that it's tummy because of kli matches, and it could become an avios hatoma if it was tummy from a mace. But if it would have been of wood, since it has holes in it in the bottom, it would be have a din of pshuta kli eitz, which is not makabel toma. And the third part is mishum kli kifra, the sieve part. The Rav says that's the middle part, which is in the middle of the. It holds the sieve around it, which is the thing that's holding it, so kli eitz would not be metame, and it doesn't have a base kibble, but the chamugayzer toma on the sieve part, because it's like it's a woven sieve, even though this kivra, this sieve part, is not matchis, not metal, it's still be metame as a kli of a the kli, which is the sieve. Taisis daf chaf gimel beis, the Ramas Mishum kli kifra, says he doesn't like that pshat, because we only say arug, something's woven, if it comes from wood. We don't say something if it comes from wood. We only say it if it's from wool or silk. So he explains the sieve is the of the slatos, he says, the cell. Which is tame because it has Torah's kli, it's makabel, it holds the brand, okay? So it does hold something, it's a sieve of solace, of, talking about a sieve of flour, and it holds the brand, which can't go through the holes, so it is holding something. So why did it say kli kivra of a sieve? It didn't mention a base kibble. It's telling you that the din of the kli kivra of the sieve is chashev as a base kibble. Moving on, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, which in the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Gilmol Beis, Egla Shel Katan, a wagon of a child. Rashi Rav says it's used for a child to play with, and he sits in it and he moves around. This is Chaf Gilmol Daf Chaf Gilmol Beis. The Rimaskal Egla asks, this doesn't make sense. Why, it's pashut that if a cotton sits on it, could make it tummy, because it's miyuchet, specially set for sitting on it. So he's talking about it's used like a walker for a small child to learn how to walk. And it goes on three wheels, and he holds onto it with his hands, and it rolls in front of him, and that's the way he learns to walk. So it's not something he sit on. So the first girl says, why are we talking here? It's telling you that you don't have to worry about dragging it on Shabbos and Yantif. So this agala of a cotton is matama medras, which means it could come tame if, as Rashi Rav explained, if the tzinuk was zav, then the agala, the wagon, gets the tuma of the zav, and it comes tame medras, since it is set specifically to sit on, because he is leaning on it, so it's miyuchad for sitting. We don't say, oh, get up, you shouldn't be sitting here. It was made for that, because if it wasn't made for that, it wouldn't get the term of medrash, only works for something which is specifically for sitting. Vidni tell us b'Shabbos, the Mishnah says, you can move it on Shabbos. Rashi and Rav say, because it has a din of a kli, it's no problem with that. Vidni gres, but you shouldn't drag it, Rashi and Rav say, on Shabbos. The Rav Yisrael says, on Yantif, and certainly on Shabbos, you shouldn't be dragging it. You're making these furrows in the ground. It says, Yantif brings the Rav, that mentions just Shabbos and similarly the Rashi, and he wonders, why did they have to say just talking about Shabbos? Because if it's saying, before we said, Nitalis for Shabbos, you can move it on Shabbos, there it's a bigger Chiddush to tell you on Shabbos you can move it. But by Isser, it should have been the other way around, to tell you that a Yantif is Usser. Even though it's Yantif, still you can't be dragging it. Now the Likutim, which brings from the Lechem Shamayim, it brings the Taisis Yantif, in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah argues even on Yantif for Davar She'ein Miskaven, because he doesn't really have Kavanah to make furrows still. So Yantif says, if it's Yantif, you can't be dragging it, because Tavashim Miskav will be Asr on Yantif. But he doesn't mention, the Taz Yantif, he says, doesn't mention, where does he learn that? How does he know that Tavashim Miskav is Asr on Yantif as well? Where does he get that idea from? And he says, and he's even using it as a question on Rashi and Rav, even though the Mishnah is Meduyik like Rashi and the Rav. Like he himself says, that it sounds like from the Mishnah we're talking about Shabbos, but he learns that it's Yantif as well. And also he says, Tafasta Merva Tafasta, you're trying to add things on, maybe you're going to lose, you can't add extra things here. So how does he know to Asr Davashin Miskavin also on Yantif? And anyone who's Machmer has to give you a proof. So even, he says, even though Rabbi Yehuda, Vade Asr on Yantif, he's also Machmer Davashin Miskavin, still our Tana doesn't hold like him, because Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah that we had in the previous Mishnah holds like Reb Shimon, only by Yantif. And on that, we're mentioning the halach, we paskin like Reb Shimon, because Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah agrees to him. But on Shabbos, where we don't see Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah is Moda, we wouldn't hold like him. And therefore, it works out well that the Stam Mishnah here would go like the halacha, as opposed to the perish of the Taisis Yantif. If you're going to say that it's on Yantif, also Darshan Miskav is us, that would be against the halacha, we passing it like Reb Shimon. And that's why Rashi had a question, and he mentioned you should really have Shabbos, the second case should just be Shabbos. That's what we're talking about, you shouldn't be dragging. Because he says that the Stam Tana from Mishnah is talking about Shabbos like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Shabbos goes. And the halacha is like that. As we pass him by Yantav Kerib Shimon, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is moded to him. So if all this, the poskim in Arachayin, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, Paskin like Reb Shimon, even on Shabbos, still our Mishnah over here holds, like we just said, and the poskim, so our Mishnah is not going to the Halacha, our Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda, but the poskim with Simon and other sugyas to Paskin like Reb Shimon, with Davar Shem Miskavin, would be mutter on Shabbos. So you can't drag it, unless you're dragging it on begadim, as Rashi and Rav explained. You're dragging it over some clothes, because otherwise you're going to make a charitz in the fur on the ground, and chofer is usher because of choresh. Even though, according to our mission, Davashem is Kavin, still it would be usher. The Israel says, if you dig in your house, it's a tolda of bona. If you dig outside, it's a tolda of choresh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol HaKelim, Enigram Chutz Mena Agala, Neshehi Koveshes. You shouldn't drag any Kelim except for this wagon, because here it's not digging a furrow, you're not dragging it through the ground. As Rav explains, the two Tanam, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama, was also Rabbi Yehuda who said, Davashen Miskavin is Aser. And this Tan is coming to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda only Asered on that he didn't aser by the wagon, because you're not making a charitz as it's going on, you're not making any digging, because it's just pressing down on the ground. It's not, it has wheels moving, so it's pressing down on the ground, and it's making the dirt a little lower, but it's not moving any dirt from its place. And we already told you that Halacha Zach Reb Shimon that says that you're allowed to drag a mita kisa of sasal, as long as you don't have kavana to make a furrow. But our Mishnah, the two Tanaim, are holding according to their shita and Rabbi Yehuda. The Israel says that, again, the reason why it would be okay, according to this Tana, to do the wagon over the ground, to push it over the ground, even though Rabbi Yehuda would say you should be afraid of making a furrow, because the wheels are turning, and therefore it's not digging, it's just pressing and lowering the ground. It's not moving any dirt from its place, and we hold Davashin Miskavin, and it's not a Pesach Reisha, would be mutter. So that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can write me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com, call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.